This is an earthquake drill. Right now, drop cover and hold on.
More than 40,000 Oklahomans, mostly school children and healthcare workers, said they participated in last year's shakeout event.
There's something sturdy to protect yourself from objects that can be thrown across the room. Hold on to your shelter until the shaking stops.
Federal earthquake and emergency officials designed the drill, which includes a recording that could be coming soon to an elementary school intercom near you.
Stay low and protect your head and neck with your arms.
A half dozen peer-reviewed scientific papers have linked Oklahoma's earthquake surge to a type of well the oil and gas industry pumps leftover drilling fluid into. State lawmakers and regulators have been less conclusive.
But we also know that one in four jobs in the state of Oklahoma is related to the energy sector.
At this year's annual energy conference, Governor Mary Fallon announced a new committee to coordinate a response from industry, academics, and state agencies. The governor spoke with State Impact after she kicked off the event.
We think it's our duty and responsibility to get accurate information based on science, not speculation, because there's a lot of speculation out there, but what's really true, what's not.
Appointed by the governor to lead the council.
Mike Teague, I'm the Secretary of Energy and Environment. I have the task. Governor pointed her finger at me and told me to do it.
The Coordinating Council on Seismic Activity's first meeting was held last week. Staff from the Corporation Commission, Governor's Office, and Geological Survey attended, along with oil and gas industry groups. The press and the public were not invited.
Everybody recognizes that we've had this huge upswing in the number of quakes and number of larger quakes, too. And so there's a lot of work being done, but it's not synchronized very well.
Do you think there is a link between injection wells and earthquakes?
I think that there have been some injection wells that scientists have linked to seismic activity. I do.
In Oklahoma?
In Oklahoma.
But Teague says he is skeptical of research published over the summer in the journal Science that suggests disposal wells could trigger quakes a lot farther away than previously thought.
Some of the recent studies have drawn that distance a long way. In my civil engineer brain, I don't know if I can make that kind of a connection.
The first Earthquake Council meeting was largely organizational, but there was some technical discussion, like what kind of format and system the energy industry, seismologists, and regulators can use to record and share disposal well data. The committee also discussed ways to better communicate with the public about earthquake hazards. The governor's earthquake committee doesn't actually have any authority. It can't write rules. It's toothless, but Teague says it's not useless.
No. People in Oklahoma need to be comfortable that their state government is responding, is doing something. And that's not just PR, but it truly is. This is what we do.
Some earthquake and energy industry scrutiny is likely to continue at the state capitol. Lawmakers will convene later this month for a legislative study on the earthquakes and a review of Oklahoma's disposal well rules. For State Impact, I'm Joe Wirtz.